Well, of course he does.
Good morning, everyone. Tuesday, August 20, 2024, 8 a.m., Barnes County Commission meeting. Roll call, please.
Cindy?
Here.
Vicky?
Here.
Bill?
Yep.
Pete?
Here.
Sean?
Here.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any agenda corrections that anybody is aware of? If not, we got one variance. Jess, come on up.
And mine's usually quick, so here. Okay, I have one variance for John Buckles down in Raritan Township. He wants to be 150 feet from the center of the township road, and on the map, it's the black square that's drawn in there. He's got trees and buildings closer than what he's requesting, and so and the planning and zoning approved it, and the township signed off on it.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Is it just a
township home.
It's in his mailbox.
Oh, it's in his mailbox.
Sorry.
Bill, she wants your roll call.
Well, I was waiting for them two to finish.
Oh.
All right, Bill, yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
Yep.
Vicky?
Yes.
Cindy?
I said yes. Oh. She said yes.
Gotcha.
I can
all
never
right.
tell she says
motion
Cindy
passed.
We'll change your names here.
Yeah.
And then I forgot to give you a list of building permits. I will email you out a list of building permits. I apologize.
What is wrong with you?
Lot.
I don't have much going on in my life. Yeah, there's quite a few from the last meeting, but I'll email them out to you, and if you have any questions, just let me know. I'll go down and do that right away. So.
What did you find out on the 12th?
So far, I've had two people comment back and say that it was fine with them. Mike has a meeting at 6. He's not sure he'll be over at 6, so we'll just move it to 7 that night.
That's great, because I got a meeting at 5.
But answer my email back, so I have it on email. So you said it's okay with you?
So you want to move it to that date?
I want to move it to that Thursday, just for September, because I'll be at the PM conference in Bismarck, the 9th
through
the
11th. 7?
7 p.m. instead of 6. And I mean, when you guys get your packets and stuff, it'll say that, too. So.
You're going then instead of in October with us, or what?
That's
Medaco. Yeah, I know.
No, I'm
affordable. So there.
I get reimbursed for
traveling
that.
Again.
And DEMA one. So.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Jess ain't here yet. Let's move into the commission discussion. Pete, what you got for us?
I don't know how much we're going to. I talked to Tammy last week. We're going to interview this week for drivers. We're going to interview that. That guy that interviewed before about bus driving, he needs a job again, so he's gonna try again. And then Dwayne Schweitzer, and then a couple more.
Okay.
So we'll try to get that done this week. She's always busy. She's, and I said, we just gotta schedule this. Just gotta get it done. The new office hire, she said, is working out very well. Very good worker.
So if you find that no one wants to do weeks at a time, are you going to look at maybe...
Well, that's what I said. Maybe we can hire two part-timers to take
one. And then you'd have three,
right?
Which is fine, because none of them are full-time, and they can each work a couple days a week.
Because like, there's one guy that would work a couple days a week, and I said, well, maybe we need a couple guys that work a couple days a week.
Well, exactly. It's not costing any more.
Right.
Because you're still covering the same hours.
Mm-hmm. So.
It's, well, I guess it is. It always comes... No, I don't know. Either way.
It should cost us more.
It's... And then with the office helper, will make a difference because she can do the scheduling. Tammy shouldn't even have to worry about that. You know, she can be, okay, can you take this day?
Yep. She doesn't, Tammy doesn't do the scheduling for the
Bob does. Well, what do you schedule? It's just Bob.
Yeah. I mean, the veterans call Bob and schedule themselves.
And that shouldn't be happening.
Well, that's the way it is, I guess.
No. It should be going through the office.
Oh, okay.
Am I wrong?
I am not. You're not wrong.
She told me it's always going through the driver. She said Dennis Marsh scheduled all the drivers himself, too.
I guess I would ask why.
Yeah. No, that's what
I'm not 100% sure, I guess, myself.
Are they supposed to keep track of their time if they don't want?
Literally, there's no checks and balances on this thing at all.
No, there's not.
So, yeah. No, we need to tighten it up a bit, I think.
Because the hospital calls the veteran.
Well, sure they do.
Appointment, and then the veteran calls Bob and schedules her up.
Well, then I think the veteran... I just think for checks and balances, and we know what's going on, and I'm sure that that's not going to make people happy.
Yeah, no, I talked to him, but she said that's the way it's always been. I thought that was just the way it was.
Well, just because it's always been doesn't mean it still has to be. It's a new world, and I'm not saying that to you. I'm just saying it because I'm constantly having to rework how I schedule things. I mean, we're working around people now.
I'll meet with her this week, so.
Yeah, well, fortunately, it's going to rain. So you can't come by.
Yeah, well, I only come by 2 days a week anyway. So.
Well, that's good. As long as you got a schedule.
Yeah. So I only got one more day to do this week. And I didn't go to Development Corp. You did, so you could talk on that.
So not much new there.
Okay. So that's all I got? No weed board meetings or anything? So. Our weed board guy is back working. He was not hurting nearly as bad as everybody thought, and he is back to work next week.
That's the help that you're young. I talked to him at that thing on the Central, and he showed me his hand, and, you know, it's sensitive, but he seems like a really nice kid who made a really bad mistake, and, you know.
Yeah. That's why they call them accidents.
Yep, exactly. So we've had a rash of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, yeah, so I thought,
well, that's good.
I mean, he was in the hospital down there for a week. I thought it was bad.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he came home and he's good.
The problem with burns is the potential for such terrible infection.
Infection, I suppose.
And I suppose he just, you know, healed up.
He was a lucky one.
Yeah, thankfully.
Yeah.
And back to work, and I suppose a limited duty, you know, kind of. But I think their spraying season's winding down a little bit. I haven't had any reports on the drone if the drone guys finally showed up.
We have our own drone?
Not
for spraying. We have a drone for spotting.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sheriff and that has a drone, I think.
Yeah, we do too.
Do we?
I think so.
Pat's back there.
Pat. Does the weed board have a drone too, or just you guys?
So, I know the weed board had looked into that. I'm not sure if Jim ever did.
Has he used yours?
Ours, yeah, so I was going to talk to you guys about our drone. Our drone is outdated and old. And at some point, I don't want to take today's time, but the portfolio holders just give you an update on it.
Okay.
He has never said anything about it.
I thought Jamin took the flight course and everything, but maybe preparing for and then.
I'll ask him, but he has never said anything about it.
Yeah, not that I knew, but that could be that I didn't know. Sean, what do you got for us?
I had water board. Well, I reported on the social services last meeting because I was at Monday service there last meeting. So the only one was the water board, and they're hoping to get started on a little dam late this month, early September. And we bought rocks last year for Stewart Drain.
Yeah.
Because they said they were going to be.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fine rock this year. Well, they're short on rocks, boulders, whatever, for the Little Dam project, and they're trying to source them.
Well, the biggest thing is they're hauling to Fargo to beat hell.
Yep. That's the biggest reason.
So. Any rock pile within so long is gone.
And they're still waiting on that report from the NRCS on 10 Mile, but preliminary isn't looking promising dollar wise. I mean, so they're doing their study to see if it would pay, you know, dollar to dollar. So, September 9th, there's a meeting on the 700-year-old drain in Nome. bunch of people in for that survey and drain.
Is that an old one? They're just going to re...
So it's a drain that they abandoned
yeah.
in the dry years, and now they want it back. Yeah, and it's like, well, you just don't start it up again. You got to go...
Pick and choose?
You either keep it going through the dry years and, or it goes away. So, yeah.
Is that over by Jack Redlands, or start over there? Or, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's right next to one...
There's a lot of Boston's in it, actually.
One of the highways.
Yeah, I think it's on the
Salmon Road.
West side of one.
Oh, where the Stony Slough.
Yeah.
Stony Slough.
Isn't it?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. And Salmon was below a little, Hobart was a little up, and.
Yeah, Hobart looks pretty low.
Actually, they said it was a little up this last time.
So. About the bottom of the culverts by the elevators.
Salmon was still below the level, the bottom level, which is...
Too high.
Well, there's a 6-inch, they got a 6-inch between the high and the low, which is a joke.
I don't see much coming through there, so there must be not be that long.
No, they haven't had it open in over, I'm thinking it's over 12 or a year.
Over air, please.
That's it, and planning and zoning, we already went over, so.
Okay. Let's get Cindy out of the way.
I don't have anything.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, then let's get Vicki out of the way.
I have a question. The conversation, I'll have with everybody later, but, I mean, not that it can't be now, but it might be long, so. Go ahead.
Okay, I've got a lot. So, first of all, I was very surprised that they were talking about at this meeting that we had with the NADCO. So, the Montreal County Joan Holcomb, she was here, and she said up in her area of the 20 mil that they get every year from the taxes, 11 mil comes from 30 corporations. So getting rid of our taxes, property tax, is only going to benefit the corporates. So they're going to have to come up with 11 mil because of this.
That's oil country, too.
I know.
So it makes a big difference.
I know it makes a big difference in their world, but yeah. And then when they were also talking through it, and so any specials that are on your property, you still have to pay them, so you still have to get billed. Any bond measures have to go through taxes, so they're not going to get rid of their their taxes anyway. And all this is going to do is help the corporation. So I was... Just thought I'd mention that before we get on to all my little projects here. So everybody has seen that they were really quick about shingling the library. They're not quite finished yet, but they did get the main spot done, and there is no leaks since the last rain. They didn't find any leaks inside, so everybody was happy about that. The book thing got hit, and I told you guys that before the meeting, and we have Jason to look for and see if we have any, so we can see who did it.
So did it get hit by like a car or just somebody vandalized it on purpose?
No, they think somebody either backed into it or ran into it, so I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if he can find anything on video. The HUD housing has to switch over by the end of the year to a different programming. So far, they've known about this for over a year, and they can't see how it's going to work that quickly because there's a lot of bugs that they found in their new program, so we'll see how that works. Then I went to South Central Regional Council, and we had the big meeting last month, and here are some of the things that were discussed. Wishik is getting a new pool. So I just want to let you guys know that. Let's see, Zeeland got new sidewalks. Harvey's school bond failed. Wells County Township meetings, they had 9 meetings with the township. And so they went around and they talked to all these township officers and found out what really was going on in their county. And they said it was very informative, and they physically went to every single township and had meetings with them. So they thought that it actually was very beneficial to find out what's going on around there. So
which county?
Wells County.
They have an association that meets twice a year?
Yes, they said, but not everybody shows up for it, and not everybody will come to it. So they physically went around to all the townships and had meetings with them, and they found it very beneficial to find out what was going on around there. So it's a thought. But
no.
See. No. Okay, so there's a CO2 for food level, grade food. I don't know exactly how this all works, but there is only one supplier in the state, and it's in Beulah, and they're thinking about closing that plant. So if anybody has anything to do with food level CO2 for food preparation, they're going to be in a world of hurt.
Who uses it? I mean,
I believe like the pasta places and you know, places like that. I think they were talking also something to do with meat processing.
What now?
With the CO2, she said the factory is closing for the food prep part of it. And I just asked who's using it. I mean, not all food companies, I don't think, use it. That's why I asked the question. I'm not sure.
I'm not quite sure who all was, but I was surprised that we only had one supplier in the state, and they're going to close. So what are we going to do for CO2 for food levels? Okay. Let's see. Lemoore Supper Club has changed hands. They're building an egg country new building, and there's rumors that a dollar store will be going up in Lemoore. Foster County has gravel concerns because of a pipeline that's going through there, and they need a remodel on their courthouse. They actually put it off the bids and way over what they estimated. So they're going to go back to the drawing board on it.
The carbon monoxide is used for the beverage industry.
Okay.
Carbonation for the soft drinks, beer, whatever.
Any factory that makes it?
Yeah.
Makes carbonate.
And there's only one in the state, and that's in Beulah, and I heard they're closing. So I don't know where we're going to get our CO2 from.
So there. Is that what the food part of it is?
You don't have any home in your beer, right?
Oh, well, I was surprised there was only one in the state, so.
Bring on more whiskey and horses.
Sure.
Larry Robinson reported that the field house is going to, in 1960, it had 110 athletes that went through that field house. Now they have 285 athletes that go through that field house. They have a very strong enrollment at the VCSU, VCSU this year. So I just want to let you guys know that.
When are they going to start building on there? On the bubble, you know?
Nope, there's, I mean,
he's still waiting on funds.
Still waiting on funds, I think.
Once the parents gave up $5 million.
Did they? No. He said it would be soon, but he didn't have any exact date. So.
Pete Paulson, Athletic.
Memorial Stadium.
Without
such an athlete.
Logan County doesn't have a county agent. They have a wind tower project that's still in the work. They have meat processing tech center. Now they're doing meat processing training at the tech center so that they could probably get some help with their new meat processing plant that they have.
Idea.
Yeah. I never thought of that.
I think most people are self-trained or trained on the job, but that because it, you know, look how long it takes to get anything because they're so busy down out here.
Mm-hmm.
What a good idea.
I know Rod went to NDSU for it.
Did he? For that?
Yeah.
You actually can go to college for that?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, or something.
They have meats class.
They have a new care center that's up and running too. Cleveland has a food pantry and farmers market project that they have up and running now. Let's see. They have a meat processing grant to the RDFC in Edgeley. And let's see. Supposedly, there's a Beck Fiber going through down by Fingal, and the Finkel Bar is supposed to be rebuilt.
Is this grants that are, or what is all this?
This is that meeting that we have.
Yeah, but it
tells everything that's going on in the.
Because we've given them money?
Just an update on what's going on in the region.
That's what they're using the money for, isn't it?
And then the school and Nome wants handicap accessibility, and they're looking into trying to do that. There is a new grant that's supposed to, or they're trying to get a new grant for updates to courthouses.
So I called on that one already.
They're looking into trying to get courthouses some money so that they can rebuild or add on. Or, like with us, it would be in-house heating and cooling. So.
Sarah, come on up. Are you done?
I was done, but thank you for asking.
Any luck on the heating and cooling grants? There was.
I'm still working on it. I talked to her again last week.
Doesn't look like any help.
Possible. I mean,
just
anything better than nothing.
Lower interest or loan or grant?
Well, a little everything.
Yeah.
And Beth did say they have some of that USDA where she used to work. They do have some grants that
we. Who said?
Beth.
Could you look at
that? That's where I checked the very first time. Yeah. Which is probably where we'll end up going through, but I'm just still trying to get so we get something else besides anything grant-wise, free-wise, would be nice.
Low interest or anything.
Hit us with your best shot.
I'm just here following up on the job description update and then the 988 MOU. So I did send you guys the job descriptions. I mushed them together and then read it out what I changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, nothing job-wise changed, just updating the verbiage and so it better fits what we're doing, and then renaming to help with the reclassification of dispatchers.
Julie, you had a question. Did that get answered? With reclassification, does that put you at the law enforcement level for retirement?
Not right now. I don't believe so. No, it's just on the OMB federal side. So I think North Dakota would have to formally adopt that in a legislative bill. And as far as I know, there's nothing like that at the state level right now.
Is there anywhere else?
Federally, they're trying to reclassify on the OMB side.
Office of Management and Budget.
Yep, but it doesn't cost anything. It's not a. It doesn't change anything at right where we're.
Not right now, but it will.
Potentially,
It could. So then I don't know what we put in law enforcement, but it's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. The protective services category?
Yeah.
I'm not up for changing the job descriptions at this time.
I don't have a problem with it because it's just it's just a new name. They're going to give me a new name at work, too. But I think Julie's question.
It doesn't, this does nothing to change our on our level. This is, we're just renaming. And like I said, I did this last year, too. Just kind of took it, updated it. I think it's really important that we're reclassified federally. We are not clerical or secretarial in what we do.
Well, who thinks you are?
That's what we're classified as right now.
Classified by who?
The OMB on the federal side. So, like, when you're looking at wages and, those kinds of things to try and find, where we're at, we're in with secretaries and off, you know, off of them. Yeah,
is every other emergency response system in North Dakota been reclassified? Have they gone through this?
Nobody's reclassified. This isn't reclassification. This is just renaming.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Most, Red River has, Grand Forks has, and Wahpeton's looking at doing it this year. I'd have to check with the others, but this was all taken from other PSAPs, dispatch centers in North Dakota. So it doesn't change the function of what we do.
No, no,
our
I
job
know
isn't
that.
It's just renaming.
And you kind of hit on it, because once we, you know, we rename, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not against that, but then it changes job
down,
classification.
Down the road, that's what
it can. Potentially
can.
It'll cost us money sooner or later.
Potentially. But also, I mean, what we do is not secretarial, and I don't believe that our wages should be reflected that way.
Are they now?
Yeah.
Do you think the wages are going to change that much with the new title?
It will be.
Currently?
Not here, but federally it'll start the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go to McDonald's and start at $20 an hour and not have anybody's life in your hand or listen to somebody die on the phone.
I get that.
You know, that's for the dollar difference.
You know, we've given some huge raises, and we're trying.
Oh, I know. Yes.
But
yep.
Now you're comparing yourself to someone at McDonald's after everything we've done. I guess
no,
that's kind of a kick
in the teeth.
No, I apologize.
That's not, it wasn't meant to be of offense to you, because I do know that you guys are trying. I don't deny that. It's the reality of what we live in society, with people having a hard time finding people to work. You know, but this is, like I said, purely just renamed, so we're...
So how far down the road would this take place if this is Julie's concerned on revamp and everything else? Pay-wise?
Well, if it's done federally and then the state adopts it, I mean, it is what it is, whether we rename or not. So I don't know. It depends if the federal bill passes.
I don't suspect anything happened at the federal level until 2 years.
Yeah, it's in there right now.
Mostly because nothing's going to happen for the next 3 months. And then it takes a whole another year at whoever's in there. And then they start campaigning again. I don't know if it'll ever change.
And it's been introduced. It's introduced. It's in the legislation or whatever. But, yeah.
So basically the reason for it is?
It's to rename, so we're like the rest of the dispatch centers. We're public safety telecommunicators, I guess. That's the national name for what we do. They're trying to standardize it, essentially. And the reclassification's a big pressure for that. But again, this doesn't change anything that we do on a daily basis.
Right now.
Well, our job descriptions are your job description. This is what we do every day. And it doesn't change. The big thing, like I said in here last time, was the hearing requirements, which has been a requirement longstanding. We just never had it in here. And then also, I did put in there, I mean, I changed some verbiage, I guess, but I did also add in there that we have the right to add duties without, you know, changing your title, I guess.
I'm okay for you updating the job description, but I'm not okay with you updating the name of your job.
Okay.
I'll move to approve it and we'll see what happens.
And a motion, is there a second?
What second?
I did not recreate any positions either, just want to make sure that's clarified. It's the same positions, nothing changes.
Motion and second, is there any further discussion?
We still control the pay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we do.
Until it's such a time as they
decide. The feds can't mandate pay.
They can't mandate it. I mean, like Cindy said, she gets reclassified as a name for your job.
It'd be fun if money came with it. Maybe I wouldn't retire.
You would.
When you're at the top, what more is there?
I'm at the bottom of the pile, and you know it rolls down.
Roll call.
Sean.
Yep.
Mickey.
No.
Cindy.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
Thank you. And then the 988 MOU, I did check in with Tanya again. She said she hadn't gotten a chance to review it, so I can bring it again if you want, or it's up to you guys. It's the same one that they give to all the dispatch centers. I know Wahpeton just signed, Grand Forks signed. Red River's been working with them since last year. It's been going really well.
Well, we'll have to trust that the other state's attorneys know what they're doing.
Because it's the exact same one, correct?
It's the same one that they sent out to all of them.
I mean, it's one is one for all, for all, for
yeah.
one.
Yeah, and I don't, to my knowledge, nobody's changed anything on it, so... I just added in our names and...
I'll move to approve.
Are we to that point? We need to approve it, yeah? Yeah, and then... Looked at?
Well, you want it approved upon Tanya looking at it? Or you want to have that in your motion?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll second that.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion? And this is to approve after the approval that Tanya looks at it.
Because then you'll have to sign it. So, okay. Do you want me to just get a hold of you when I hear from her?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to vote on it here.
Yeah.
Bill?
Yeah.
Pete?
Yes.
Mickey?
No.
Cindy?
Yes.
Sean?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, very good.
How's your staff? Got everybody working?
Yeah, it's really good.
You both?
No, I have two open technically.
You still with, training somebody?
Yep, Andrea's in training. She's doing really, really well, and she really likes it. So I just got back last night from vacation, so I'll check in. Everybody said everything went good while I was gone, though. So I like walking not back in the room, so that's good.
Well, we would hope.
Yep. No, everything's going really well up there. So
okay, very
just
good.
Got to find qualified people to apply. So.
All right, auditor's office. Approval of the minutes. Everybody's got a copy.
Move to approve.
Motion, is there a second?
No second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And now you got an authorization for the Sodbuster Calcutta.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Bill.
Yep.
Vicky.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Cindy.
Yes.
Sean.
Yep.
Okay, anything else?
Does that cover
Julie?
Everything they
Is that the whole fire department too?
It's the that's just for the they've already got their liquor license.
Okay,
so
this is just the Calcutta.
Part of it.
Okay,
you know,
it's all together.
Don't
okay.
you bet on isn't yeah, that what the Calcutta is?
So that's all
the gambling part.
Okay.
Don't they usually sell prize tickets too?
Well, that's what I thought, but nobody's since Wilfred Coonsey died, nobody hits me up for tickets anymore.
Me either. He used to be out there and tell Mike that Cindy had to buy one.
Yeah.
Do we need to set a date for budget hearing?
You want to do 5 o'clock someday?
Okay.
Or can we do it after a commission meeting?
I don't think so. We maybe can. It's always been at 5 or 6 o'clock for 20-some years, which I don't know why.
You got it 5?
No, 5:30.
Yeah.
I know it was in September last year.
I mean, 6 is fine, too, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was later in the day. I think
it was like
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And why
I think it was at 6 o'clock. September 19th at
6
o'clock last year.
Don't we have decisions to make on what we're going to use for...
Raises? Fine-tune,
yeah. Do we have to fine-tune it yet before we have that big meeting?
Not necessarily, because we publish high, and we have the meeting ahead of time before it has to be finalized.
10th of October?
Yeah, the 10th of October or something like that. So then somewhere between now and when we finalize on the 10th of October, or whatever the date is. Yes, we have to get that whittled down.
Okay, so until then.
So we should almost have a meeting beforehand. And
oh, yeah.
Whittle
because
where we know
people
where
are come,
going.
They're going to come in, and all they've seen is that one sheet.
Yeah.
And they don't, you know, mostly they're coming in with concerns of their taxes are too high.
Yeah. And then they get up and leave because that's not what they want.
Yeah, that's not what we're here for. We're going to talk about the budget.
Yeah.
So what day did you want it on?
Has that been published yet? I just got a paper.
I don't
know. No, I haven't.
Okay.
I
got to
get that in there.
Do you want it on Tuesday, September 10th at 6 o'clock?
I can't be here.
Can you be here this Thursday?
It's too soon.
That's too soon.
I think we've got to have it in the paper for 10 days or something.
Is it 10 days or 2 days?
Can we do like the third week in September?
On what day of the week do you want it? If Tuesday's night's bad for you, is that what you're saying?
What day did you say, Julie?
Last year it was on September 19th.
The 10th is that later one with orders.
19th is a Thursday night.
Do you want to do September 19th, Thursday night? Oh, that's my library board meeting. But
well, what time is that, though?
5:30.
Yeah. Let's do it some other night, then.
September what?
18th.
What about Wednesday the 18th?
Should be okay.
Cindy?
I'm looking. Yeah, I think it's fine.
That's usually a short meeting, right?
Yeah.
Not real long.
It'll be about a minute and a half if no one shows up.
It's going to be 15, yeah.
Yeah.
But like I said, they just usually come worrying about their taxes, and that's not what that's about, so. Okay.
Works. 6 o'clock, the 18th.
Not that it matters. I think Mike has school board, so that works out well.
What's he done with that?
Anything else in the auditor's office?
Oh, I thought it was.
No, he's just not rerunning, and they're looking at downsizing.
We haven't hired or fired.
Delegate at state.
Yeah.
Did you find anybody that wants to be the delegate?
Nope, we got to talk about that.
Do you want to do it?
I asked Sarah. She's a little.
Who?
Sarah.
She had vacation. She ain't having no more.
Vicki?
I can.
How about we do Vicki?
No.
You don't want a 7 o'clock meeting for breakfast?
Mm-mm.
I don't blame you.
I would vote for Stacy because she knows what's going on and she's done it the last 4 years.
But she said she's getting tired.
What about Jessica? She'll be there. Jen Rich. Debbie will be there.
Jessica's been there before.
Why don't you send out an email to the department heads and ask who wants to be the delegate at the state NACO conference, not NACO, Association of Counties.
Okay.
And then whoever it is we're good with?
Pretty much so.
Well, Jody Pfaff hasn't done it, has she? It would be good if Jody does it.
If she wants to.
I don't know if she's done it in the past or not.
She's usually at it.
I'll nominate Jessica to do it. She said she would.
Okay. Jess will do it.
Thanks, Jess.
Jessica, you're an angel. Okay, Vicki, the PD got some footage last night. They'll get them the rest. They don't feel like they saw what they needed to see. Looked like a bus maybe to me, but it's hard to tell.
Okay.
A bus had probably done it?
They feel it looked like a bus.
Was there any sports last night? There wasn't.
No, this was a week ago, though.
It was Thursday.
Oh, last week already.
Did you drive a train that night?
Huh? No.
Because you've been doing a lot of.
But I don't know why they wouldn't be in City County House parking lot, you wouldn't think. But this Katie thought maybe it looked like a bus, but she said it's really hard to tell from the angle of the camera there, so.
All right, anything else, Julie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you were done with the commission discussion. So I had economic development, not much change there. They have not. We heard from Josh Johnson on school numbers are down some. They still would like to build a new school. Uh, Building-wise, they were planning on building an apartment building that's been put on the back burner or taken off the stove, one or the other. And winter show we had before that, and they're ramping up, and we don't have a lot to do with it for their big mud derby that they're having, which I think is going to be huge. That's the first week in September.
That event has its own liability.
They are their own. They rented the building.
Yeah, that's still concerning to me.
Huh?
It's just a...
Yeah.
Because basically...
Or they rented the facility outside. Nothing really on the inside.
Yeah, if it, you know, the buck stops here.
Yeah.
Because we fund that bill if someone would get hurt.
Yeah.
But it's a demo derby, right?
Demo derby, and there's people coming from Utah. It's huge, I guess.
Where's it going to be on the property?
In that outdoor arena on the west side of the building.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On that, like, you know, the ravine side. Yeah.
Do the horse guys want it?
I'm guessing so.
Yeah.
They're going to stir up. The dirt will be nice and soft now.
There'll be chunks of metal in there.
Yes, there will.
And then they'll dig up all the sandbags we put in there.
Oh, God.
We feel that, you know, that's all sand. There's a million sandbags in there. And every time we dug it, we'd bring up sandbags. So.
Recycle.
Yeah.
Well, it probably will be. And the people putting it on have done demo derbies before.
I mean, it doesn't bother me, but I...
My only concern is the liability. I know when we hosted a mud race here a couple times in town, it's just a nightmare with insurances. And we were on, I don't know whose property up there where the medicine wheel is now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's just so many caveats.
They don't need to have the pickup poles up there. The pickup pullers had to have their own insurance.
They do.
The tractors have their own
event insurance.
Or tractor pickup poles.
So I'm sure this will...
I tell you what.
It's an association, though, isn't it?
We met with them, and they are, every T is T'd, every I is dotted.
I'm glad.
Yeah, they're well maintained.
Yeah.
And then the concert's on the east side of the building.
I think so.
In front of the newer edition. Yeah. Terrible.
But no, they've got it pretty well
under
control.
I want it to go well.
Yeah.
The Larson family needs it to go well.
Yeah.
That's good.
Last week I didn't make it up for the county days, but I made it up for afterwards. We met with Mandy from Social Service. We went over office spaces. We can take this northwest corner, and if we move Jessica into the entryway, then we can take those people that are left in there, have cubicles in Jessica's office, make four offices in there. There is the cabling. I talked to Jason, and he said that was doable to get it done, but he didn't want to start until after we'd made a motion for it. And then if that's the case, we'd have this corner opened up. We can look at moving the sheriff's department down here into the courthouse so we can have our security the way we need it in the courthouse, and we'd have one less rent to pay out there every month. So any thoughts?
Is there room in the whole corner for the sheriff, or they need more than that?
Well, they'd have to use a big conference room, I believe, downstairs, and I haven't talked to Pat or Randy yet on this situation. But at all times, you guys don't have a whole lot of people in the office, right, Pat?
No. I mean, I would say meetings, trainings, that's when the whole staff is around.
And
most of you do up at cold storage, too, to go up there.
Well, we got the whole basement.
Yeah, the whole basement, yeah.
Yeah, which has got a big conference room, excuse me, in it, so.
Okay. Yeah.
But, we're looking at a way to have the security back in the courthouse. That takes care of that and eliminates it. We're not paying rent at a different facility. Our big thing is somewhere to get the VSO back in the court property somewhere. That one we haven't figured out yet, but...
Is it possible I can look at the space?
Oh, yeah. Right after this, we can stop down there if you want. I got to stop in there and look at something for Jess anyway, but... Anybody have any questions, or...
Well, I think it'd be a good idea to get the sheriff back in the courthouse. Just for security.
I'll make a motion that we move forward. And...
I'll second it.
So it's motion and second. Any further discussion?
Move forward, just looking at the space will work so far.
No, to make it happen.
When?
Well, as soon as Jason hears, then I've already got Shane looking at the cubicles that we need to set offices up in Jessica's room. So then they'll each have... Because down there, the way it is... There is cubicles that are set up already, and they get by with it that way. So
everybody there is fine with moving.
Yep. Okay. Well, they're already moving the one guy anyway, because...
Who's left down there?
Well, there's four people in there on a given day, wasn't that she said?
Three.
Three to four?
Three.
And
five people that use
the southwest corner, there's four to five in there as a rule, I heard. I don't know for sure, but that's what I was told.
That's what we were told.
And Wanda's going to move into where Becky is at. And then the guy that's, I believe, the manager now will be sitting where Wanda's sitting. And he's coming from this office over there.
Yeah. They call him Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it'll work.
So.
Yeah.
Roll call.
Cindy.
Yes.
Mickey.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
Sean.
Yep.
Okay, that's about all I got.
I have a question about the park board, if I may.
Okay.
Do we have three people on that board? Three commissioners?
Yep. Yeah.
Is there a reason we do that?
Been that way since I've been on.
It wasn't when I was. Not that that matters. That, you know, that's
so the reason that Bobby wanted three on there, if I remember right, and it was before I was elected.
Was it to make a decision?
Yes. Well, and that's my problem. I don't feel that just because there's three commissioners on that, when you vote on something, it's a given. It should still come here if we're spending a lot of money. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we pretty much bring it here before we finalize it.
It resurfaced last night about these signs. Did the park board vote to go forward with the signage for the water trail?
Yeah, that... wasn't for the park board part, but
I'm just asking because I get so much information.
I don't think we did. No.
Okay. When did you sign that? Did you sign that here?
I don't think you have signed it yet, have you?
Yeah, it was in here, but it wasn't to my understanding that we were putting up as many signs.
That's not the point. Did we approve that agreement at this meeting?
Yes. If I am not mistaken.
Okay, yeah. Then I was given, well, I wasn't. My husband was given very mixed messages. I said, well, I'll check it out.
No, I almost bet 100% that.
Okay, and it still brings me back to, not if you three want to be on the park board, God bless you. But I don't think that's a good move if we're approving things at the park board that people perceive it's a commission meeting. For one, that's kind of how it was approached, and I guess you could perceive it that way, because...
Well, we can certainly drop down to two.
No, I'm not.
You don't bother me.
And maybe, maybe in the fall when you reorganize.
I was first.
When you reorganize, I'm not trying to tell you guys what to do. Like I said, I sat on it for several years, too. But it's just, I don't know why the perception was that. And then the question was about the signage, of course, which, yeah, I don't.
I think it was before I come, if I remember right.
What?
That there was three.
And it probably was.
Yeah.
I don't even know why there would be.
And then I just went with the flow because...
Oh, no, that's okay. It's...
I was always wondering why there was three, but... And a lot of times, not all three can show up either.
Well, that's right.
And well, there's a lot of times two of them don't show up, but...
Well, and, you know, minor decisions... And you guys are great about sharing information. I'm not questioning that. I'm not questioning that.
Earlier the better for me.
But when you have three commissioners there and everybody's vote says yes for something, well, that is a quorum of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Do we want to move this one up earlier? We certainly can.
Huh?
The commission meeting. We can move it to 7 if you guys would like.
No.
I think you're getting some message from over there.
You got a license to fly that bird?
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, we don't have any other departments that we have more than one commissioner on.
No.
I mean, I'm okay.
No, just leave it until the reorganization. It's not worth fussing about for 2 more months. So, but you answered my question, so now you go tell me.
Yeah,
we can keep 3 on there and just have all the meetings in January through April and...
It'll probably be a little stressful now.
Anybody want to make a motion?
So moved.
Thanks.
I see Matt Marsh.
Motion and second. Anyone in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
What were you saying about
Matt Marsh is out at Foss Park the other day doing some tree work, but I suppose that's the wildlife probably hired him.
Mark who?
Probably.
Mark.
Oh, was he? Yeah, he's probably just doing it voluntarily.
Well,
he's kind of crazy that way.
Well, we pay him.
We pay the...
I mean, the park board is paid.